This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists are crazy. The quickest, easiest way to pull the Band-Aid off, right? Rip it off. Leftists are crazy. Let me let you hear this clip from Don Lemon talking about vaccination. And I will let you determine for yourself. Well, I'm not going to let you. You can determine for yourself the level of idiocy that these people possess. Here you go.
The unvaccinated people in the U.S., they're key to the reason that coronavirus, the variants, are emerging. And that the reason I'm looking at the stats from the CDC and the reason why it's replicating and mutating, it's because of unvaccinated people who are doing their own research online. I can't do my own research better than experts who have devoted their lives to medical and scientific research. When I tell people, I say, they'll say, well, I've been doing my own research and last week I was in Miami. I said, how did you get to Miami? I flew. That's science. So if you don't believe in science, why didn't you walk? Right? Because I can't always follow the science. That's the reason that you're here. That's the reason that you don't have polio. That's the reason we don't see polio cases. That's the reason why we don't see smallpox cases, is because your parents had the wherewithal and the sense to get you vaccinated as a child.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And Don Lemon wants you to understand that the government is your parent, and you are a child, and you will get vaccinated as an adult. And then your responsibility is then to make it to you or your child gets vaccinated. Interesting. And he compares it to polio and all these other things. Well, I got the Wu flu, and I survived. My wife got the Wu flu. She survived. Our kid has had the Wu flu prior to any talk of him getting vaccinated, and he survived. Now, I don't know if we would have survived polio or smallpox. I don't know that we would have. But we did survive this. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Don Lemon has followed the science. He believes the scientists and the experts, and he says the unvaxxed are the key to the variants. No, it isn't that the Wu flu itself is not evolving, which is what viruses do. No, it's not that. It's the unvaxxed, and he knows this because he checks with the experts. We're the reason that this thing is replicating and mutating. And how dare you? How dare you do your own research? How dare you? You can't do better than medical experts who've dedicated themselves to this by finding other experts who disagree with his experts. How dare you go find other experts, real experts. Shh, don't tell Don. Real experts. How dare you not believe what Don Lemon's telling you? After all, he's a cute gay guy. And of course, I love his explanation. How did you get to Miami? I flew. Well, there's your science. Okay. So Don Lemon wants you to believe that if you trust the science of aerodynamics and aeronautical engineering, well, don't you understand? You trusted the science there. You should be able to trust our experts who've gotten nothing right. Look at their poster child. Fauci the fraud. Hey, Carol, you out there? Hey, Katie, you listening? I'm a black man who did my own research. And you know what? I will put my ability to research up against any of yours, or Fauci's, or Don Lemon's, or anybody else. Let me tell you what precipitated the Lemon discussion. Some Mexican dude was yelling at people, wear your effing mask in Spanish. And they were proud of him. They created a group of people who believe that they hold dominion over you. If you don't get vaxxed or wear a mask, you're a second-class citizen, and I can do and say and treat you any way you want. Try it with me and watch you get your teeth knocked out. I told you early in the first hour, I'm done with these people. This idiot, I wasn't going to call her that for a while, but this idiot Carol keeps writing to me with nonsense. And here's what I asked her to do. I said, you know what? You want to saddle me with a lot of crap that you want me to look up. And I've already done it. I don't need to look up any more of your silly stats. I come on this show and rationalize every single thing, how I came to my conclusions. And idiots like Carol still don't understand. So I said, I'm going to make this simple for you. I've given you some things that I base my decisions on, like VAERS reporting, V-A-E-R-S. Is it accurate? Let me just give the audience a short answer. Of course it's not. They don't want to tell you. I say, hey, Carol, you want to go research and find out how many people have actually contracted the disease and survived it, been gotten it again and survived it? And have you ever looked at herd immunity or however you want to look at the body's ability to form its own immune system to fight it off? Have you looked at any of that data? Have you looked at the data on the number of kids who actually get the disease and die? Oh, that's what started the argument, by the way.
You seem to think that, you know, 1,000, 4,000 kids dying were...
I didn't say 4,000 kids, first of all. It was less than 2,000 a year because it was over a 20-month period. And as it turned out, it was 1,015. And is that a lot of kids dying? Sure it is. But in the scheme of things, it is what it is. More kids die from a lot of other things. Are you concerned about that? No, they're not concerned about that. So these vax Nazis, that's what I'm going to call them. They're vax Nazis. They want to rationalize themselves without giving any credibility to any experts on the other side, to your ability to look something up, and they want to imply that you're stupid. You're the one creating all these problems we're having. See, I told you, I get up every morning knowing that I'm out there to solve problems. I'm out there. I have no dog in the fight except what's best for mankind, and I don't need to cover up any lies. Because I don't have an agenda. If legitimately this vaccine worked, I would be on this microphone telling you that it did. If I believed the data, I would happily tell you. I don't have a dog in the fight. But when I know it's complete BS, I'm going to tell you. And that's what we're dealing with. When we come back, we're going to talk about headlines. A few headlines. Things that will make you go, that's kind of curious. I wonder why they aren't reporting this. I wonder why we aren't hearing more about this or that. You'll get it. Glad you guys are here listening to Kevin Jackson. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You gotta love these crazy leftists. They do not want you to know about them. They do not want you to know the truth. It is so fun to watch. Biden, for example, won't release his visitor logs to his home in Delaware, where he has spent 25% of his time. This is the guy who's running the nation. When you go visit the so-called president of the United States, the public has a right to know who's coming in there. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. They don't want to tell you. They don't want to let you know Joe Biden has been bought. That Joe Biden is a puppet. Who knows who's visiting him? Probably the people really running the nation, running the world. That's who's really visiting him. They don't want you to know that. Here's another little dirty secret, a headline I saw. It says, Grassley and Johnson demand Hunter Biden's travel records from the Secret Service. Shouldn't we just have that? Should we have to ask for that? Should somebody have to go, well, we want a freedom of information to find out what Hunter Biden did traveling with his dad when we know all this dude, all this crackhead did? Oh, I'm sorry, the Renaissance man. Renaissance man, Hunter Biden. He's a Renaissance man. Whatever. Here's a story. They want his full travel records, and they're criticizing the agency for years of missing documents and inappropriate redactions, especially related to a controversial Kazakhstan trip plan. They've long sought this access, and they can't get it. These are senators. These are high-ranking people, people who've been entrusted with other people's votes. And they want the records. They're saying, we suspect there's something here. And here's what's funny about the Democrats who claim they're all about transparency, right? They have specifically zeroed in on records between the Secret Service, Hunter Biden, and his business associates at Rosemont Seneca. Hunter has been noticeably absent from the news cycle, hasn't he? Yeah. Maybe it'll come up now that Joe Biden's not getting good ratings. Here's a story that was in Mediaite. 1 year into his term, more than a third of the country believes Joe Biden is flunking out. I gotta chuckle. According to a political morning consult poll, this poll came out yesterday, 37% of respondents gave Biden an F for the first quarter of his presidency. That's more than a third, okay? I know we have some leftists to do remedial math. By contrast, oh, here's the good news. 11% gave Biden an A thus far. 20% gave him a B. So he's at 31%. Nearly a third of the country put Biden in the C or D category. 18% giving him a C, 12% giving him a D. And, of course, 37% giving him an F. I'll leave you to discern what you want about it. I just want to hit a few headlines. Oh, here's one. University of Michigan is going to pay out $490 million to settle abuse cases. I don't know what you think when you hear something like that, but here's what I ask myself. This is a university that hired somebody. He's a doctor, a sports doctor. From 1966 until 2003, which is his retirement, he was the director of the university's health service and a physician for multiple athletic teams, including football. The university's been in mediation to resolve multiple lawsuits by mostly men who said Anderson sexually abused them during routine physical examinations. I'm guessing prostate exams or maybe checking for hernias. What do you think, fellas? So they've come forward. This guy died in 2008. But here's what gets me. The University of Michigan has $490 million to settle lawsuits. That's just one. Who knows what others are looming out there because we don't always get the information. Oh, remind me, somebody please. Who owns academia, politically speaking? Is the University of Michigan run by conservatives or leftists? And who's been in charge? And who should be responsible for having allowed this guy to get hired and operate like Harvey Weinstein or Jeffrey Epstein from 1966 until 2003? Were there no signals, no indicators? And then to $490 million... Let's just put it where it is. $500 million later, they can just fork over a check. How big is the University of Michigan's endowment? How much money do they get from the public? Whose head should roll when you have to pay people $500 million over a lawsuit? Or a series of lawsuits? Okay, moving on. Here's another leftist story yet again. Attorney General Merrick Garland, the guy who they wouldn't let become a Supreme Court justice because he's a radical. Well, here's the headline. Struggles to get on top of violent crime spike. So the highest law officer in the land is presiding over the most lawless period in decades. Crime spikes in every city, and you know what Merrick Garland's trying to figure out? You want to know? How to blame a Republican? You really didn't think he was trying to solve the problem, did you? How to blame a Republican? There's a spike. It's under him. Joe Biden, the Democrats, defund the police. Leftists, setting up a police to where they're getting shot at every day. They just had a police officer in New York released from the hospital after being ambushed. Merrick Garland's trying to figure this thing out. How can I put the blame on Donald Trump? It's Trump's fault, man! Oh, man. Struggles to get on top of the violent crime spike. Well, what's he going to do? What could Derek come out and say to people?
You know, we got this violent crime spike, and, I mean, you know, it's a police fault, it's a police commissioner, it's the mayor, it's the city council, it's the police oversight boards, and all that, and, I'm just trying to put my finger on who to blame here, because every one of those organizations, including the commissioner and the superintendent of police, whatever, are all Democrats.
And that's why he struggles to get on top of it. As I consider this problem, I think of a little bitty dude who's dating a really, really big girl. Okay. And as I think of Merrick Garland struggling to get on top of this problem, he keeps slipping off. He's like, oh, hold on, I'll get back up. Oh, my goodness. Oh, here's one we won't have a lot of time for, but the WHO on boosters, they say there's no evidence that healthy children and adolescents need COVID-19 booster shots. There's no evidence they need shots, much less boosters. But this is from the WHO. Hey, is this thing on, Carol and Katie? Or whatever their names were. Is this thing on?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Clean up on aisle 7. President Biden is attempting to clean up a remark he made about the tense situation between Russia and Ukraine. There are fears Russia will invade, and Biden used the phrase minor incursion when talking with reporters on Wednesday. He came back today and said it's an invasion if any Russian forces cross the border.
Let there be no doubt at all that if Putin makes this choice, Russia will pay a heavy price.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi believes President Biden had a very productive first year in office. The California Democrat adding there's still a lot more for the president to do.
As we all know, much more needs to be done, but we have made great progress in this year.
Pelosi emphasizing the importance of the COVID relief package passed last year. USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Honduras for the inauguration of Xiomara Castro. VP Harris recently announced new commitments from the private sector to invest in the Northern Triangle nations of Central America as part of the effort to address root causes of migration from the region. As far as if the administration is going about things the proper way, Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden tells Fox News.
The answer is to secure our own border. Because if our border's secure, if we're not encouraging migrants to make that journey and come to our southern border, then they're not going to do it. I don't think that they're taking their cues from their local corrupt government.
Approximately 200,000 vehicles are being recalled by Ford Motor Company due to an issue with the brake lights. The notice covering 2014 and 2015 Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ models and some 2015 Mustang coupes. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, let me ask you about 2024. Do you believe that President Biden is up for the job?
President Biden's running for re-election. I expect to support him.
His approval ratings are some of the lowest that they've been for a very long time.
I understand that, but remember, we've just finished the first quarter. We're just starting into the second quarter here. So we've got a lot of time, a lot of work in front of us.
Oh, but you only have probably less than a year before you lose both the Senate and the House.
All
the polls, polls are very, very, very bad, right? I mean, the Gallup had a poll recently that showed a preference nationally for Republicans at a 5-point margin over Democrats. You started the year with the insurrection and a 9-point advantage.
No, I know.
In the fourth quarter, it was a 5-point advantage to the Republicans. So something's not right here.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here.
Oh, my goodness. Loving, loving, loving what I'm hearing. 2024, brother, he said, look here, we're going to ask you this question. In 2024, is Biden up for the job? And here's what Elizabeth Warren says. I quote, I expect to support him.
Do you believe that President Biden is up for the job?
President Biden's running for re-election. I expect to support him.
So she's already kind of said, well, he's running for re-election. I expect to support him, which leaves a lot of wiggle room. If he doesn't run for re-election, I obviously won't have to support him. More importantly, I didn't get the confidence that she says she is going to support him. She said, I expect to support him. And then hilarity ensued. Well, you've seen his approval ratings. Gail, this is on CBS. You've seen his approval. We're just in the first quarter, you know, and then the guy comes in. Then I don't even know who he is. But he goes, wait, less than a year. You're less than a year before you lose the House and the Senate.
Oh, don't you say that. God forbid.
And then they jump in. Well, look, the polls are bad. And then he goes on. He quotes what I told you yesterday, the 14-point swing. Democrats had a 9-point advantage, which they really didn't, but in their polling, they had a 9-point advantage, and now they got a 5-point disadvantage. The Republicans have a 5-point advantage. That's a 14-point swing, and it's bigger than that. Everybody knows it's bigger than that because they're not polling us. Glad you guys are with me. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to have some fun with this broadcast, let me tell you something. If you take this broadcast and you speed up my language, I sound just like Kevin Hart. And if you don't believe me, I'm going to have my producers take a piece of what we've talked about right now, and we're going to speed it up, and you're going to see I sound like Kevin Hart.
If you take this broadcast and you speed up my language, I sound just like Kevin Hart. And if you don't believe me, I'm going to have my producers take a piece of what we've talked about right now, and we're going to speed it up, and you're going to see I sound like Kevin Hart.
What do you think? I'm telling you, it happened accidentally. We were jacking around with some episodes, and I'm telling you, if I do like this and kind of act like Kevin Hart, kind of talk like he does, it sounds exactly like it. I'm not even exaggerating it. One of my friends called me because we let a clip out by accident, and he said to me, "Man, you have a part of the show that sounds just like Kevin Hart," and it was done by accident. It got speeded up. It was hysterical. Anyway, moving on. So the Democrats are in rough shape. Warren will not back Biden. I expect to support him, she says. So here's what's funny. Now there's expectations through the roof that this geriatric imbecile is going to carry the Democrats down ticket. But they know he won't. So everybody's got to hedge their bets. Now, as I mentioned before, if Biden got 81 million votes, then Democrats would be a shoo-in for victory for both houses of Congress. But you just heard a CBS pundit say, you know, I don't see a chance of you retaining the House and the Senate. I don't know if you guys watch, but they had the Pennsylvania, they got these candidates. It's going to be an interesting race in Pennsylvania. And this guy writes this. If Democrats are going to hold the Senate, they must win the very few closely contested states up for grabs, particularly Pennsylvania, a politically divided state that includes volatile sections like this old industrial corner of the Southwest. Democrats in western Pennsylvania fully believe they will decide the political fate of the Senate in a unique 2022 contest, the most populous state with a toss-up Senate race and probably a close contest for an open seat in a state that Joe Biden carried. Now, I mentioned before in the first hour of this show, if you hear in a state that Joe Biden carried, you can dismiss it. Joe Biden didn't carry Pennsylvania. Joe Biden cheated. They cheated and gave him Pennsylvania. And now the fallout is, what are you going to do now? How are you going to impact all these races when you now got people who've seen Joe Biden in action and you got Democrats running from their party? How are you going to pull off the big cheat in multiple locations where you're now under scrutiny? Ardella Bryant, a retired lab technician who showed up at a wine bar in downtown Washington to see Democratic candidate John Fetterman, said, "The world these days is filled with chaos and confusion, and Donald Trump Republicans are strong in her area." As fellow Democrats sipped free wine and munched on snacks, she said her party will have to work hard to reclaim pivotal Senate seats in a state that has bounced back and forth between the parties. "It's going to be tough," she said. "We have to get everybody to care and to get out the vote." Well, good luck getting them to care. From coal, steel, and natural gas country to the cities of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, with voter-heavy suburbs in between, Pennsylvanians are going to decide what this is going to look like, blah, blah, blah. But they said, now they got to navigate this divisive primary. But here's what I want to tell you about this whole thing. Republicans showed up in droves. The amount they thought they demoralized us when they cheated, and they did. A lot of people, okay, man, we got now no elections anymore, man. I get it. But you showed up. And now they have to fear you. They got to fear you. They have no choice. Look, they found some Democrats throwing a wine party, but you notice they were getting free wine and snacks, which is why a lot of them were there. A bunch of them are going to pretend, "Oh, yeah, we're Democrats. We're so far. That Donald Trump, he's still awful." But when they get in that voting booth, they're going to remember everything we talked about, people. They're going to remember this high price of gas that they didn't have before. They're going to remember Bidenflation. They're going to look at shrinkflation. They're going to look at race relations. They're going to look at themselves and say, "I'm white, suburban, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, wherever you're, Pennsylvania, wherever, whatever state, city you're from. I'm not racist. I love everybody. Why am I being made to feel like I feel?"
This is the first time in American politics, folks, where we have the emotional pull, the emotional tug of the left. First time. I think they get it. I don't think they're going to let this go. I believe the Biden administration managed to finally hit them in so many different places. Kick them in the gut. Kick them in the naughty bits. Punch them in the face. Brutalized us. Finally slap Lady Liberty around to the point where the bruises show. And people go, we have to believe her. Joe Biden's been abusing her. Yeah, he laid hands on Lady Liberty. And so they allude to the 2022 midterms, which we're going to get into in just a bit. It's carnage. I want you to understand that Democrats know how to cheat beyond belief. They just got away with it in a way that we never would have believed was possible. They are running on the sails of a man who supposedly got 81 million votes, and they are conceding this election to us. Now, don't be stupid. Don't think they're not going to still cheat. Don't think they're not going to fight. But it's a real uphill climb right now. Because, see, they could fake the poll. Donald Trump's not getting anybody. Even though he's got people coming to rallies. Oh, Donald Trump is nothing. It's no big deal. Joe Biden's out there. Even though he's not out there. Even though, yeah, look at the polling. Joe Biden 56%, Trump 40. You know, whatever. They could manipulate it. There is no manipulation of these. There's no boogeyman Trump here. That stat I gave you, that flipped from 9 points of the Democrats being thought of as the best party to 5 points of the Republicans now being thought of as the best party, that 14-point flip, do you know how many millions of people that is? They better fear, because the wrath of God, forget the Kraken. This is huge. They're talking about Dr. Oz being one of the candidates in Philadelphia, but I'm going to go through these candidates here in a second. There is no good news for the Democrats. It's bad now, and it's only going to get worse. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I said in the first hour, I wake up every morning almost reptilian. I have these things that I have to do, and I just do them. You do too. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. They become routine. My mom used to say when I would get up in the morning, the little bit I know about her, because she passed away right before I turned 5, but she would say, okay, get up, baby, go brush your teeth, wash your face, and comb your hair. Get up, baby. Go wash your face, brush your teeth, and comb your hair. And for years, long after she was dead, I got up, I brushed my teeth, I washed my face, I combed my hair. That was getting ready for, that was part of my routine. And what's funny is I did it just, it was like you could have set your watch by it. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your hair. Then, though, as I mentioned, I got this routine, but then I go into hyper mode. And hyper mode isn't, okay, let's go get these leftists, people that are, I go get them. I do have that attitude. But it isn't with malice. It's because they're so wrong. They're so wrong on everything. They say they're tolerant. They're completely intolerant. You don't have to be around a leftist for more than 5 minutes having a discussion, and you will not only sense it, you'll know it. They will tell you that through their looks, body language, whatever, or sometimes just outright tell you. They claim that we're sanctimonious, they're sanctimonious. I mean, to a level that can become so vitriolic, you will fear, if you're not ready to fight, you will fear being around them. The only way I get away with it is they know I will absolutely get in their grill. You want to fight, I'll fight. People, Kevin, you seem like you're a hothead. I don't give a crap what you think. If you want to challenge my way of thinking and you think you're going to push your way into my brain space and you're going to intimidate me, you're getting a fight. I will bring it up. I'll say, look, you seem to have a lot of vitriol here. You want to take it outside? If that's hot-headed to you, fine. I don't care. Because see, in regular life, I have not even a bit of an inkling to fight. I train my kids in martial arts. I say, you know, of everything I'm going to teach you today, I wish I didn't have to do it. But you're not going to have to leave. You can leave any type of, I don't know, any doubt at home. Leave it at home. Somebody gets in your face, be prepared to fight. It isn't about winning and losing. It's in letting people know what you're willing to stand up for. Now, the good news is, if you know you're going to win, baby, then it's all the better. But be prepared to fight. And anything less means you're not prepared to be a parent. You're not prepared to be a capitalist. You're not prepared to be a citizen. Yeah, Marcus of Queensbury, my butt. You can play with your rules. I ain't playing by the rules. You see, I only have one interest. Getting people good quality information to make their own, pay attention, their own decisions. I'm going to nudge you. Hear my, Kevin, what do you think? Well, I can't speak for you, listener so-and-so, but here's what I would do. I had a guy call me, Kevin, man, they're mandating vaccines, whatever. I said, hey, man, I'm going to tell you right now. You listen to my, he sent me a note and I called him because he wanted to know my opinion. I said, let me tell you something. I will give you my opinion based on what I would do. Let's be clear. I don't know your circumstances. You may have to have a job or you got to go get on the street and start, I don't know, selling some booty. I don't know. But I'm not going to tell you do this. I'm going to tell you here's what I do. And I'll even give you more detail. If I have to, I can move in with some friends. I know they're going to feed me. I know they're going to house me. I know I'm going to get back on my feet. Whatever. You have to make your own circumstances. I can't speak to that. So, but what I did, I told him, here's what I do. I don't know what he did, honestly. We haven't spoken since. I hope he's okay. I'm sure he is. But he knows who I'm talking about. He listens to the program. So I'm not trying to tell you what to do ever in this program. And in fact, I encourage you to go do your own research, which I played a clip earlier. Don Lemon said, look at these people doing their own research. What is this person thinking? So look, let me put this in a way. You ever bought a house? Well, you're going to buy your first house. Who are you going to go to? You're going to research it, right? And do you, we get, oh, well, they're experts in buying houses. I'm going to bring the experts in. How do the experts know what your needs are for your house? You can explain, here's what I want. You can get advice, but ultimately, what are you going to do? You're going to make the choice. Anyway, I'm losing track here. Let me get back to this. So, 2022 midterms. Carnage, this midterm will make the 2010 look like child's play. In 2010, Democrats had the muscle memory of the 2008 Magic Negro, a.k.a. Barack Obama. But in 2022, they don't have that magician or mugician. I always mix up musician and magician. Anyway, Biden is a worn-out magic hack in comparison, still sawing the economy in half and saying, look at here! And sadly for him, we're all on to the trick. We're like, mirrors! Anyway, MarketWatch said this. Biden will likely usher in one of the worst midterm defeats for Democrats since the apocryphal 2010 dismantling of the Democrats under Barack Obama. I'm having too much fun now. My mind's ahead of me. Anyway, here's what they wrote. Republicans are widely expected to regain control of the U.S. House of Representatives in the November midterms, with betting market predicted giving an 84% chance for that outcome. The GOP is getting good odds for taking back the U.S. Senate, too. Predicted puts them at 73%. Now, this is predicted knowing that the Democrats are going to cheat with Dominion It. All right? They're going to have some mechanism for trying to get those votes. They continue. Having his party lose its grip on both chambers of commerce with chambers of Congress would be a considerable setback for Joe Biden. And then they gave a chart of the Senate races. And let me just give you some of the highlights of it. So they got Arizona, Mark Kelly, toss up. Florida, Marco Rubio, leaning right. Georgia, Senator Warnock, toss up. Nevada, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, toss up. New Hampshire, Maggie Hassan, leaning D. North Carolina, one not applicable to a Republican retiring. Ohio, one not applicable to a Republican retiring. Oh, by the way, the first one in North Carolina was a toss up. Ohio, leaning right. Pennsylvania, not applicable, and an incumbent retiring, toss-up. Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, who's a Republican, a toss-up. So let me just go through these numbers quickly with you. Democrats are incumbent in four of the nine competitive Senate races. And while New Hampshire may hold its Democrat seat, Arizona, New Mexico, and Georgia are not going to be so lucky. So unless Democrats can figure out a way to cheat, pull out some kind of 4 a.m., you know, statistical anomaly, I'm going to bet you Republicans add at least two of those three seats. Now, the Republicans are incumbents in two races, Wisconsin and Florida. Rubio will easily hold Florida because Florida implemented election laws that prevent Democrat skullduggery. I also have faith that Wisconsin has learned its lesson and it's going to stay Republican as well. So we've got three states that don't have an incumbent running because they all opted to retire, and I believe they all have an open seat. But let's talk about the Republicans who are opting out. North Carolina's Richard Burr, Ohio's Bob Portman, and Pennsylvania's Pat Toomey. All saw the inevitability of their primaries. Why would you spend $10, $15, $20 million knowing you're going to lose? Rhinos all chose voluntary retirement over mandatory retirement because Trump was going to get them. You were going to get them. Republicans will retain those seats even though they have new people running. But here's what's better. The best part of it, there's two best parts. One, all it takes is one seat for Republicans to control the Senate. If things just stayed as they were and they only won one seat. But they're going to have a much larger cushion. There is no state where Joe Biden legitimately won. There is no coattail to ride of Joe Biden. The poll I just gave you earlier, the Democrats getting flipped from a 9-point advantage to a 5-point deficit, is real, and it's only going to get worse. Give yourselves a hand. Pat yourselves on the back, conservatives.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.